And Mondovile is still in PF presidential race. ECZ dismisses claims of discrepancies in voter registration figures. And in international news, one person dead and 300 buildings destroyed in Australia, bushfires.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. The Brian Mondovile National Campaign Team has dismissed claims circulating on social media that their candidate has withdrawn from the PF presidential race, stating that Mr. Mondovile remains in the contest. In an interview, Brian Mondovile, National Campaign Team Deputy Spokesperson Emmanuel Tembo, said the PF Council of Elders convened a meeting of all presidential candidates with the aim of reducing the number of candidates to two. Mr. Tembo, who is also FERA Member of Parliament, has explained that the Council of Elders referred to the meeting as a conclave where a consensus decision was expected to be reached. He has stated that during the discussions, it became apparent that one of the candidates was undermining the process, prompting Mr. Mondovile to raise the matter with the Council of Elders and outline his reasons for withdrawing from the discussions, not the presidential race.
Honorable President Brian Mondovile did inform the Council of Elders and explain the reasons that he was to pull out those discussions because the situation became favorable to continue talking because there are other underhand activities that were going on. And we want to make it clear that Honorable Brian Mondovile is still in the race. We want to urge all our campaign teams in all the 10 provinces at all levels, district as well as constituencies, to continue the campaigns because now we don't have much time remaining before the general elections. Honorable Brian Mondovile is heading to Kasama, beef up our candidate in the mayoral by-election.
Four people have died in a road traffic accident that occurred today around 7:30 hours along the Chirundu-Kafue Road in Kapiringozi area. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi has confirmed that the victims include the driver, 45-year-old, identified as Emmanuel Shanyinge of Chipata Compound, Lusaka, and three male passengers. He said one passenger has been identified as 43-year-old Emmanuel Kasweka of SOS area Lusaka, while the other two believed to be between 28 and 35 years old are yet to be identified. Mr. Chilavi has more details.
The driver had three male passengers on board. One passenger has been identified as Emmanuel Kasweka, age 43, of SOS area Lusaka. The other two passengers are yet to be identified, but are believed to be aged between 28 and 35 years. Tragically, driver and all three passengers sustained fatal injuries and died on the spot. All four bodies have been deposited at Mtendele Mission Hospital mortuary for identification and post-mortem examination. Preliminary investigations indicate that the accident occurred after the driver failed to negotiate a curve due to excessive speed, causing the vehicle to leave the roadway, enter a ditch and overturn. Investigations into the matter are ongoing.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia has dismissed allegations of discrepancies in voter registration figures, describing claims circulating on social media as misleading and inaccurate. This follows a social media post dated 10 January 2026 attributed to New Heritage Party President Chishala Kateka, alleging inconsistencies between announced and actual numbers of registered voters. ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro said the 7,073,513 voters refers to the current certified register, including those registered before the 2021 election and during continuous registration up to February 2024, and remains legally valid until a new register is finalized. He has further stated that following the mass registration of voters exercise conducted from 13 October to 29 November 2025, the Commission recorded 1,788,405 new voters a figure that also includes registrations between March 2024 and August 2025. Mr. Kasaro has stressed that this number is provisional, representing raw data that is still undergoing cleaning and validation. The Citizens' Environmental and Social Concerns has urged the government to prioritize deforestation and afforestation measures this year. In an interview, Organization Executive Director Conwell Hakapia said the country needs sustainable strategies to tackle persistent deforestation, especially in light of climate change. He has emphasized that reducing deforestation this year is crucial for the country to stay on track with the Sustainable Development Goals 2030. Mr. Hakapia has added that despite limited funding for environmental protection, it is essential to prioritize key initiatives in the sector.
Vices that are not good for the environment, and they actually even trickle down to human health and also beyond just the environment. Okay, issues to do with deforestation, we must see a reduction. We need to see serious plans of afforestation and deforestation than the business as usual kind of system that we've had for a very long time in our country. Okay, and other issues related to environmental protection, like air pollution and water and also soil pollution. Those are some of the things that really, really need to be taken care of and on a very, very serious note as a country.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia Institute for Policy Analysis and Research says the Zambia Revenue Authority is likely to achieve 185 billion kwacha in revenue collection this year. ZIPA Interim Executive Director Zali Chikova said that Zambia's continued economic growth is expected to boost revenue collection. Mr. Chikova has added that the digitalization of ZRA processes will be crucial in enhancing efficiency and collection, while urging the authority to widen its tax base to further increase revenue. He spoke to Hot FM News.
The money bills that the government proposed, that I think if you look at them, they look ambitious, but they are what is going to help us to get stable in terms of revenue collection, meeting our targets, and also seeing that we are able to meet our expenditure obligations as a nation. So for me, ZRA is coming into maturity. The digitization of the platforms, and also the enforcement, they are not playing this time around with tax returns. In these tax returns, you're fine. So they are they're doing pretty well in terms of following up on clientele.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
One person has died and 300 homes and buildings have been destroyed in bushfires that have torn across southeast Australia. The fires have raged in dozens of locations across the country for several days, mostly in the state of Victoria, but also in New South Wales, burning through land almost twice the size of Greater London. A state of emergency has been declared in Victoria as thousands of firefighters and more than 70 aircraft battled the blaze. The BBC has more on other global stories.
The Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian says his government is willing to sit down with genuine protesters to address their concerns, but said the current unrest was being manipulated by Iran's enemies. His government has been under intense pressure to come up with a meaningful response to the struggling economy. The former British ambassador to Washington, Peter Mandelson, has refused to apologize to Jeffrey Epstein's victims for continuing their friendship despite the late sex offender's initial conviction. Parliamentary and local elections are taking place in Benin a month after a failed coup rocked the West African country. That mutiny failed to dislodge President Patrice Talon and was suppressed with the aid of France and neighbouring Nigeria. President's ruling coalition is predicted to strengthen its hold on Parliament, where it already has a large majority. Sudan's government has relocated its working capital back to Khartoum for the first time since the outbreak of civil war.